Well, since it is religious education night, it would only be fair to give you a little quiz to start our homily tonight. So you can't get out of this quiz. Okay, here is the question. What does the word Lent mean? Is it A, from the Latin word lente, meaning 40 days? Is it B, from the Greek word lentos, meaning to fast or to give up? Is it C, from the Hebrew word lenta, meaning without meat? Is it D, from the Aramaic word lentirium, meaning death? Is it E, all of the above, F, only B and C above, or G, none of the above? Aren't you glad you never took my course in high school? My final exam, in addition to the short answer, fill in the blank, and essay, were 100 multiple choice questions, all exactly like that one. Okay, so lock in your answer. How many people put A, 40 days? That may seem like a good answer, especially because on Sunday, you know, I talked about the season of Septuagesima, which means the season of 70 days. So you would think that 40 days would be a good answer, right? And if you were speaking Espanol, la palabra en Espanol, es que, es cuaresma, no? Right? So this season in Spanish is referred to as cuaresma. It just means 40 days. What's this season called in Latin? Quadragesima, which means the season of 40 days. Lent is a season of 40 days and 40 nights, not counting the six Sundays. Why? Well, Noah was in the ark for 40 days and 40 nights when the Lord purified the earth. Jesus was in the desert fasting and praying for 40 days and 40 nights. This is our season of 40 days with Jesus in the desert, fasting and praying, asking the Lord to send a flood of mercy to purify our souls. But the correct answer is not 40 days. How many people put B, fasting or to give up? This may seem like a good answer. Last week, I asked many of our young people in class, what is the season of Lent all about? And you said, to give stuff up. Lent is all about giving stuff up, right? We make sacrifices during in Lent to be united with Jesus, who made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We give up candy and chocolate and pop and coffee and TV and internet and iPhone and iPod and iPad and... It's a season of fasting. We spent the whole day fasting, right? We've only eaten one meal today. That's what Ash Wednesday is. It's a day of fasting. You know, in the old days, every day of Lent was a fast day. For 40 days and 40 nights, we only ate one meal. So you would think that Lent means fasting. But the correct answer is not fasting. How many people put C, without meat? That would seem like a good answer, right? You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was Carnevale, which means what? A meat festival. Yesterday we had a meat festival, because today on Ash Wednesday we haven't had any meat whatsoever, right? Just like we do on every Friday of the whole year, not just during Lent, every Friday of the whole year we don't eat meat. Notice that it doesn't say you must, under penalty of death, eat fish. It says that we don't eat meat from land animals, cows, pigs, chicken, turkey. My brother always says, well, chicken isn't a meat. Yes, chicken counts, David. It really is a meat. You can't eat chicken either. So you would think that this season is about not eating meat, but the correct answer is not no meat. How many people put D? Lent means death. This may seem like a good answer because in just a few minutes I'm going to mark your head with ashes just like I've had on my forehead since 6:30 this morning. I'll mark your head with ashes, a symbol of death. a symbol of our own mortality, a symbol that we want to die to sin in our lives. Indeed, we'll spend a lot of time during Lent meditating on the death of Jesus, the stations of the cross, the prayer before the crucifix, which we'll pray every Friday after Holy Communion, which has a plenary indulgence attached to it. We'll spend a lot of time meditating on death, but the correct answer is not death. So how many people locked in G? None of the above. That is the correct answer. Very surprisingly, and this doesn't happen very often, I can tell you, because most words in the church come from Latin, Greek, Hebrew, or Aramaic, the actual language that Jesus spoke. But in this very odd case, the season for these 40 days and 40 nights of self-denial comes from an old English word meaning spring. Lent comes from an old English word meaning spring. So in Old English, today is the first day of spring. And that is supposed to be funny. Because when I got up this morning, my thermometer said -5.6 degrees. And when I came for Mass tonight, as I got out of my nice warm car, my car thermometer said that we have gotten down to a -6 degrees. It is nowhere near spring outside. It is interesting to note that the season of Lent always, always, always begins in winter. And the season of Lent always, always, always ends in spring. So we begin the season of Lent on this very first day, looking toward the end of Lent, toward the goal and the purpose of Lent, which is spring. What is spring? The poet Gerard Manley Hopkins says. He says, what is spring? Well, growth in everything. New flowers, and trees budding, and little lambs, and little bunnies, and little calves being born, and little birds hatching, and green grass popping up, and robins coming back, and more sun, and more warmth. Oh, isn't it nice to think of spring today? Spring is about new beginnings and new life. When we come forward to receive our ashes in just seconds, we say to God, God, you know I'm a sinner. And I know as a sinner I deserve death for my sins. But God, I want to die to my sins and die to myself so that I can have spring come early. Please, Lord, will spring come early? Well, maybe not outside in nature, but spring can come early for my soul. That's what I really want, is I want a new springtime to begin today in me. Yes, today is the first day of spring, a springtime in my soul, a day when I can put sin and death aside and new life can begin in me. Create a clean heart for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Give me back the joy of your salvation.